AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The search goes on for just under 150 people still unaccounted for since last Thursday's collapse of a 12-story condo building in Miami-Dade County, Florida. 12 people are known dead. AP Shelley Adler reports prosecutors are planning to call a grand jury.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says she endorses a grand jury investigation.
I've been in close touch with our state attorney, Catherine Fernandez-Rundle, and I am very supportive of the grand jury investigation that she has announced. I have pledged my full cooperation as she moves forward.
The state attorney told the Miami Herald that she would bring the matter before the grand jurors soon to take a look at the case. Criminal charges in such matters are possible. The investigation would examine factors and decisions that led to Thursday's building collapse. I'm Shelley Adler.
The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday. The state has also asked for more search and rescue teams through the federal government. Today, the president traveled to Wisconsin to tout his infrastructure and jobs plan.
The president was confident touring a public transit center in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
I think we're going to get it passed.
Some Republicans have questioned whether it's wise to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill if it's linked to a party line budget reconciliation bill. The president has been promising millions of new jobs.
Not minimum wage jobs, not $15 an hour jobs, prevailing wage jobs, good paying jobs, repairing our roads and our bridges.
President Biden says the infrastructure bill isn't just a sum of its parts.
It's a signal to ourselves and to the world that American democracy can come through and deliver for all our people. We can't be united.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he has not yet decided whether he'll support the bipartisan package. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. The Supreme Court rules in favor of a federal eviction moratorium because of the pandemic. Mike Gracia has details.
The Supreme Court is allowing the nationwide ban on evictions to remain in place. On a 5-4 vote, the court rejected a plea by landlords to end the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention moratorium on evictions of tenants who have not paid rent during the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich had struck down the moratorium, saying the CDC had exceeded its authority, but she put her ruling on hold. Last week, the Biden administration extended the moratorium until the end of July and said it did not expect another extension.
Washington National Kyle Schwarber led off the bottom of the first inning against Tampa Bay tonight with his 12th home run in 10 games, tying Albert Bell's mark set in 1995 for the most home runs over a 10-game stretch. Schwarber's 16 home runs this month are the second most in any June behind the 20 hit by Sammy Sosa in 1998. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.